It's the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.
Hot 1027 on a Wednesday morning, and now it is time for us to dip into Hot Cares. And, of course, we team up with our friends at Silver Star as we pay it forward. Now, in Randfontein's underprivileged areas, where access to affordable vet care is out of reach, No More Tears Animal Rescue, NPC, is taking action. And in the studio this morning, we've got Clarice Kruger and Rihanna Cronier. But we've also got Reverend Shona with us. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. It's so good to be here. And Clarice, Rihanna, we're so excited to have you in the studio. Thank you for coming in. I think all of us know animal shelters are full, and my Facebook feed never stops with dogs and cats looking for homes.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about your sterilization outreach campaign.
So we came upon a group of people in Randfontein which really need to help with sterilization. Currently, these specific individuals staying on a plot in Randfontein, and they've got about 20 dogs there. Obviously, some of the dogs already got babies, and we decided to help them and assist them to sterilize the dogs because of the fact that we've got an overpopulation in Randfontein with regards to dogs, people giving away dogs. Once they give them away, people don't go and take them to vaccinate them. It end up with us with parvo, which is quite a serious illness for these little dogs.
It's very serious illness.
Yeah, and sometimes we pick them up aside the road. We had an instance of two dogs last 2 days, puppies that we picked up next to the road, where people just dumped them. So, it's a serious, serious, serious problem in Randfontein. And I think overall in South Africa. So we're really trying to reach out to people and assist them. Sterilization cost is quite high and people can't reach it. So yes, we're teaming up with some of our vets to give us better prices, and we're going to try and assist these people to sterilize their dogs.
And of course, some of these people really love their pets. They just can't afford the treatment.
That's absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And what people don't understand is not that a lot of people say, if you can't afford, don't keep a pet. People's lifestyles and people's lives change, and they love their dogs. So we rather assist them in spaying the dogs and get a sterilization program going and keep the dogs with the owners rather than take them and try to rehome them. There is not homes for all the dogs currently in South Africa.
Clarice, maybe you can tell us about No More Tears and how that started.
Yes, so basically No More Tears Animal Rescue, Stefan, our other director, he basically started the whole thing in 2017 already. He just also has a huge love for animals like we do. And so he started the whole No More Tears thing in 2017, but we were registered as an NPC in 2021.
Right.
So that's when everything basically started. I think our main goal is just that there's a huge need out there. For animals in need, it includes neglected, abused animals that really need our help and all of that. So every animal deserves a second chance in life.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where this whole thing started for No More Tears, that every animal deserves that second chance in life.
You know, I was sitting actually last night just watching TV, and I mean, we've got a little dog, Brandy, who we gave a second chance to.
Yes.
And I often say to my wife, I wonder if she realized, because we love this dog. I mean, it's a little Jack Russell, and it lies all over me in the evening. Not my wife, just me, funny enough.
Yes.
And I sort of said to her, do you think that it remembers the old days, or just in actual fact is in love with its new life? It's just amazing because it is so loving.
That's the thing. She was in a horrible, horrible state. The vet treated her for all kinds of infections and diseases and things. She was really in a terrible state. So when we put it out there on social media and everything, that same day, her owner phoned actually to say that dog was missing for 6 years. It was stolen from this guy or her owners, and he actually got her back. So after 6 years.
Oh, wow.
So that was quite amazing.
It's a wonderful story.
Yes. Mm.
And I mean,
yes,
we've got the three rescues, and yes, I think they all absolutely love their new life.
Yeah.
And I do find that they are more grateful, perhaps, than puppies that people get.
Yeah.
How many do you sterilize a month? I mean, give us an idea of the numbers.
Sure. So it depends. It varies from between 15 to 20 animals per month. That just includes the sterilization. And then also we help and assist with other cases as well. So illnesses like Rihanna mentioned, parvo cases and that type of things, or pets that get hurt that need medical attention and all of that. So people reach out to us and then we take them in. And we try to help them. It costs a lot of money. It does. And the donations and all of that, it scares. But in the end, it's definitely worth it. So if you see that animal going back to their homes and, you know, wagging the tails and all of that, it's definitely worth it.
And at the same time, you've stopped the unwanted, or should I say, more dogs being born and, of course, you know, them breeding and them not having homes as well. So
that's the thing. That's the main reason why we do the sterilization outreach as well. Because like Rihanna mentioned prior, is that there's a lot of underprivileged people out there and they just can't afford sterilization. So that's why we do this,
And I see you do dogs and cats.
We do dogs and cats, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think we all know how cats can breed.
That's the thing, and people don't realize it. They just see this little cute kitten, take it in and then get another one, it's bad out
the
there.
Cycle continues.
That's
the
thing,
all right, well, it's good people like you who need help from people like us.
Absolutely.
And our partners from Silver Star. We've got Nadia Godridge on the phone this morning. Nadia, you're a cat and dog lover.
I am. I most definitely am. I have a fabulous little schnauzer at home, which he definitely rules the roost. But yes, we're lovers of all animals.
That's fantastic. And you've obviously heard the great work that's being done. Do you think that Silver Star would be more than happy to jump on and see if we can enhance what they're doing already with No More Tears?
More than happy. So, you know, the compassion that the team at No More Tears Animal Rescue shows all animals, you know, really struck us at Silver Star, and their door-to-door work, their sacrifices, and their unwavering fight against animal suffering in Randfontein really, really touched us. So with our friends at Hot 1027 and Hot Cares, we're stepping in to make sure this vital work continues by covering the full 16,000 needed to sterilize 15 dogs and 5 cats.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Oh, we truly appreciate that. Oh,
that's fantastic.
Thanks.
Nadia, we also appreciate, as you know, every week you coming here to Hot 1027 and, of course, helping with Hot Cares.
Yes, and thanks again to Hot for reaching out to us, and thanks to the team at No More Tears Animal Rescue for everything that you do.
And Nadia, just from me too, thank you so much for all you do. And to Clarice and Rihanna, please keep up the good work. Our animals really need you.
Thank you so much.
Hot 1027 and Hot Cares, along with Silver Star, paying it forward yet again this morning on Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Another life changed with the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.